Welcome to the Lent 2025 Prayer Challenge podcast at St. Raphael's Catholic Church in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. My name is Sarah Scheinemann. I'm the pastoral associate here at St. Raphael's. And we have invited everyone in the parish this Lent to participate in a prayer challenge, encouraging people to pray 10 minutes a day with Scripture. And if you're here, I hope that means that you have joined in this prayer challenge. Today, I just want to give a few tips about how to pray with Scripture. So that will be our focus for this podcast. And then in the future, we'll spend some time actually doing that with the Sunday Gospel for the upcoming week. And I'll have some additional little tips along the way too to help us continue to pray. But before we dive into all of that, why don't we begin with a prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit. We invite you into this time. We ask for your guidance. We ask for you to open our hearts to your love, the love of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, this Lenten season. We offer these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So praying with Scripture is a really beautiful way to grow in our relationship with the Lord. And that's really what Lent is about. It's what all of life is about in many ways. But Lent is a special and grace time to go deeper in our relationship with God. So I hope and pray that this little challenge of praying for 10 minutes a day with the Bible helps you to do that. The first thing is kind of a basic thing. It's how do you know what passage of Scripture to pray with? Maybe you are drawn to a particular gospel and you want to pray with that this Lenten season. The Gospels are always a great place to begin. If you don't know where to start, I would encourage you, though, to pray with the Gospel reading for the day. So every day, the Catholic Church provides us with daily readings. They're read at Mass, but we can read them even if we're not at Mass and spend some time praying with them. So I would recommend the daily Gospel for the day, and you can find that in a couple places. One, we have a copy of something called The Word Among Us, which is a little devotional guide that we receive every month here at St. Raphael's, and it has those daily readings in it along with some other reflections. You can find those near the front desk at St. Raphael. We did order extras for the Lenten season. And if you can't find those or if you would rather just look online, if you Google daily Catholic Mass readings or even just daily Mass readings, probably the first thing that will pop up will be the USCCB website. That stands for the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. And they provide the daily readings online every day. So you could just click on that link and it will take you to the readings. And I'd encourage you to start with the Gospels. Jesus is present there. He's present in all the Scriptures, but we're reading the story of Jesus in a very special way in the Gospels. So those are a great place to start in your prayer. So that's kind of the basics. The first basic is picking a passage of Scripture to pray with. And then the next thing I'd like to share is the four R's of praying with Scripture. Those R's are read, receive, respond, and rest. And I'll talk a little bit more about each one of those, but first to repeat them, the four R's of praying with Scripture: read, receive, respond, and rest. So first we start by reading Scripture. Very simple and basic, right? We have to read it to know what's in there. So we read the passage, and I would encourage you to do it a couple of times. We skim things, we rush through things really quickly in our world, and so slow down during Lent. Take a couple minutes just to read the passage slowly a couple of times so you get the sense of what is really being said there. So that's the first step, simply reading the passage. The second step is to receive. So the Lord is wanting to share something with you through that passage. His word is always fresh and new. Even if we've read it 500 times, there's always something new for us. It's alive. And so I would encourage you to come with those eyes if you've read a passage many times. If you've read it the first time, you can have those fresh eyes very naturally. but come with a heart open to receive. And as you receive, one way to think about that is, what are you noticing? What stands out to you in the passage today? How does it connect to your life? What is God's message to you personally through those words? A lot of the spiritual life is about paying attention. So just pay attention. What do you notice in the scriptures? What speaks to your heart, to your mind, to your life today? That is probably God's message for you today. So read and then receive. And then the third R is respond. So you've read, you've received something from the Lord through the passage. How does your heart respond to Him? What do you want to share with Him? Maybe there's a struggle that you're facing in your life that the passage speaks to in some way, and you want to talk more with God about what that is. Maybe you feel a sense of joy and thanksgiving over something that He shared with you through the scriptures, and you can respond in that way joyfully and with gratitude. There are a lot of different ways we can respond, but I would encourage you always to be honest with God. Whatever is happening within you, just share that with Him, whatever it might be. He already knows He's God, but He loves to hear from us. He longs to hear what is really happening within us. And it actually helps us too to share it with Him. So first three R's, to read, to receive from the Lord, and then to respond to Him. And then the final R is rest. And that's something we don't have enough of in our culture. I think holy rest is really hard for us to do. We're always going and doing things. And God wants to give us the gift of rest. And the way I sometimes think of this is using the metaphor of a good friendship or a good marriage. So in those relationships, there's a lot of talking that happens, right? You share what's going on in your life and your day, and you talk about concerns that you might have, and you try to encourage one another. So talking is a part of that friendship. But sometimes, especially as you get to know people better, you just want to be with them. You just want to sit maybe on the couch and watch a movie together or go for a walk, and you don't feel like you need to say anything. You can just be in each other's presence and enjoy the other person that way. And our relationship with God is very similar. He simply often desires to be with us. And sometimes that's what we most need too and most desire, to simply be in His presence, to enjoy Him without having to say anything. And that is a great gift in prayer when we can reach that place. So if you feel that invitation in your prayer simply to rest and be in God's presence, I would really encourage you to follow that. So again, the four R's I'm encouraging you to use if you're new to this praying with scripture thing. Start with reading. Read the passage slowly a few times to get the sense of it. Receive from the Lord whatever His message for you is that day through that passage. And then respond, share what's going on in your heart and life and mind, especially things that are evoked as you read the passage. And finally, take a little time just to rest, just to be with the Lord and to enjoy His presence and to let Him enjoy you too. So I hope this is helpful to you if you're just getting started with praying with scripture. Next time when we have one of our podcasts, we'll focus on the Sunday gospel for the first Sunday of Lent. And I'll walk through those four R's in relation to that particular passage. So I hope you join me again for that. We'll have a podcast each week of Lent as we walk our way through this Lenten challenge to pray for 10 minutes a day with scripture. So thank you very much for joining me. I hope you have a really blessed and holy Lent. God bless you. Bye-bye.